So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, and this is our loan officer sales training that we do every weekday at 12 p.m. Eastern time, where we go through more of the front end and the sales end of mortgages. Today, we're going to be talking about bringing value to the marketplace. So we'll keep it short today. We'll keep it short and sweet, more of just a concept that I want to go over and kind of a mindset, right? So not exactly a step-by-step training or anything. So we'll keep it quick here today. But this is something that's very important to just keep in mind when you're conducting business in general. And so we're going to go over that here today. So let me go ahead and change my screen here. And I'm going to go ahead and take the chat off the screen for now, but keep dropping comments in there and drop any questions you have as well. So again, bringing value to the marketplace, very important mindset to have. You know, Jose, our sales manager, talks a lot about bringing value to a transaction, which is essentially the same thing, right, that we're talking about is providing value as a loan officer, right? So let's go ahead and get it going here. So bringing value to the marketplace. We get paid for bringing value to the marketplace, right? Just in general, right? Why are we getting paid? Because we're providing some type of value. Now, in this business, our value is obviously helping people, you know, get homes, etc. But really, the reason why we get paid is because we're helping financial companies, you know, get loans, right? Is what you could say, right? We're helping financial companies make money on interest by giving out loans. We're helping them give out those loans so they're willing to pay us to do so, right? So on the customer end, we're providing value to the customer by being a consultant to them and helping them, you know, get into a new home or refinance a home or whatever the case may be. But on the back end, we're really bringing value because we are growing the portfolio of these financial companies and they are willing to pay us to do so. And so it's very clear cut why we're getting paid, right? It doesn't have to be some nebulous thing, right? You get paid for making a transaction, which is going to, you know, increase one of these companies, you know, loan the amount that they're loaning out, which makes them money. So they're willing to pay you money. Now, we don't get paid for our time, right? We get paid for the value that we provide. So this is especially true when it comes to mortgages, right? This is a, you know, commission only type business. You know, it's a sales type business, and we absolutely do not get paid for time. You can sit there and work as hard as you want, but you're only going to get paid for the actual value that you provide, which is providing a customer with something, which in turn, you know, provides, you know, one of the investors we're selling our loans to or whatever the case may be, right? So we don't get paid for our time. We get paid for the value that we provide. Now, the great part about this is that if we only got paid for time, we have a limit of how much we can get paid, right? But when we get paid for value, there's no limit to what we can get paid because we can make ourselves more valuable, right? You can make yourself more valuable. And really in this business, and especially at the Mortgage Calculator as a company, you make yourself more valuable by becoming a loan consultant, like we're always talking about, right? The value that you're providing is you being able to consult someone through the process and get the loan done, both on the front end of consulting the client and on the back end of actually getting the loan closed, right? And doing what it takes and dealing with underwriting and, you know, all the different things where you may have to push back on an underwriter or whatever. All these things come into play of you being a loan officer consultant. So here's the best part about all this. Again, we can make more money if we become more valuable, right? And so it's a great formula, not just to keep in mind as kind of a concept there, but just, you know, for you to be able to embrace that, you know, the more valuable we become as a loan consultant, the more money we can make. And it's not tied directly to time. Now, to bring value to a transaction, we must learn valuable information. Again, talking about being a loan officer consultant, right? If we're bringing value, we're knowing guidelines, we're knowing how to research guidelines, we're knowing how to get problems solved, we're knowing who and where to reach out to and what way to reach out to them to get assistance, right? So we, again, are becoming more valuable by learning ourselves and making ourselves become more valuable, because we need to bring value to the transaction, right? That's why we're getting paid. We need to provide value to the client so the client sees the value. You know, one of the things that Jose talks about, you know, is having clients that are just so happy that they want to take him out to dinner after closings instead of, you know, the other way around. And it's because he brought a lot of value to the transaction. They are not only happily paying his, you know, a lot of times we're talking about him doing the real estate and the mortgage part, right? Doing both sides of the transaction. And the fact that, you know, he's getting paid double, that not only did the client not ask him to discount one of the sides, but they happily paid both full commissions on both sides and wanted to take him out and thank him even afterwards, right? So that's because he provided value. Your clients will have no problem allowing you to make the money that you deserve to make if you're providing value. People don't nickel and dime you when you're a valuable loan officer consultant consulting them through the process, right? And then here's a great line that I love. You guys probably know by now, I love motivational speakers. I love especially, you know, some of the older motivational speakers, the Jim Rohns and Zig Ziglars and things like that. And, you know, this is a great saying, to have more, we simply have to become more, right? We just have to get better as loan officers, as loan officer consultants, also as salespeople, since this is the sales training, we have to become more of a sales machine, right? We need to make more calls. Actually, this week we have one of our sales trainings coming up here is going to be on how to get over the fear of making calls. I believe it's tomorrow's training. So for those of you who are kind of stuck, you know, and haven't really started hitting the auto dialer yet, maybe you're a little hesitant, make sure to be on that one, you know, tomorrow. So obviously we have to become more of a salesperson as well. But at the end of the day, we're really just talking about providing value here. And to have more, we need to become more. And so we need to become more valuable to the transaction, more valuable to the client, and also more valuable to the company. And I really don't necessarily mean our company. I mean, at the end of the day, whoever is, you know, buying the loan, right? And another great saying there, don't wish it were easier, wish you were better, right? So I want to talk for a second here directly to the newer loan officers in the business, right? Whether you're new to the business in general, or maybe you're new to the non-QM side, it's a very difficult, you know, side of the business because everything is different, right? There is no Fannie and Freddie selling guide where everyone is going based off these same exact two selling guides, right? And there's automated underwriting that automates the underwriting part. It is completely different than that, right? So when you're in the non-QM world, it's going to be a long road. It's going to be a hard road. But let me tell you, for those of you out there who are new to non-QM or new to loans in general, when you are finished with your training at the Mortgage Calculator, and once you've originated some non-QM loans here, you will be more valuable than 99% of loan officers out there. About 95% of loan officers only do conventional FHA, VA, or USDA. They've never done non-QM loans, right? And especially maybe some people did like a bank statement at UWM or something, right? Which is, you know, these are not real non-QM loans that you're actually having to originate. So while the training may be extensive, but once you learn the process, again, you're going to have an advantage over 99% of loan officers out there, because 99% of loan officers out there are not loan officer consultants who can take a client from, should they go conventional FHA, VA, USDA, or do we need to move into the non-QM space? And in the non-QM space, We have 5,000 loan programs. Which one is going to fit them better? Which guidelines are they going to be able to fit into? You know, and keep going down the list of different options. And so, you know, it's once you're trained to do that, you're comfortable with doing that, you've mastered that, you are better off than almost every loan officer out there. 99% of loan officers do not have the knowledge or resources to be able to do exactly that. Of yes, of course, we can put people in conventional FHA, VA, USDA, and all that kind of good stuff. But we have 5,000 other loan programs that are non-QM and that most loan officers do not use at all. And then we have, of course, tens of thousands of other programs that we broker since we can wholesale deals as well. And so just being the consultant, knowing the process, being able to go through that process, have the resources and outlets to do so, puts you on, you know, a place where 99% of other loan officers are just not there. So don't wish this were easier, right? Just wish you were better, meaning wish we, you know, are able to actually master this, because if we can master this, we are better than 99% of the other loan officers out there. So you're going to have a huge jump and you're going to have a long career in this business, because at the end of the day, you know, it's one thing to originate a loan at like UWM, like a conventional loan at UWM where almost everything is done for you, right? It's another thing to actually understand the entire loan process, understand exactly what's happening, and being able to put them in thousands of different programs and be able to do the loan no matter what, you know, portal or lender that you're dealing with, right? I mean, not, you know, there's a lot of people who can only originate a conventional loan at UWM because it does it all for you, right? That is not bringing value to the marketplace. Bringing value to the marketplace is knowing how to do every kind of loan at every different lender, right? So, you know, you're able to, and not only that, but understand the process. You should know processing. Right? You don't have to process your own loans, but you should know what the processor is doing, right? I can't tell you how many loan officers are out there, particularly at other companies, who are just hitting the easy button. They have a third-party processor. They use UWM because they, you know, which is, you know, great, but it's not ever the best pricing, right? So they're taking their customers that, you know, could fit into other programs, and they're just jamming them into UWM because that's the only place they know how to do loans, because the technology is easy. The account executive does half of it for you. Then your processor does it, and they don't even know what's going on the loan. You want to make sure you're a loan officer consultant, right? You should know every single thing that's happening in every single loan, the ins, the outs. You should be reading every single guideline, know every single program, because at the end of the day, that is what makes you valuable. That's when you're bringing value to the marketplace. Anyone can submit a loan to UWM through their portal and have a processor process the file and just stick somebody into whatever program is easiest for us to stick them into as a loan officer and be able to get it done, instead of meticulously combing through thousands of options to make sure we're providing our client with the best rate, the best terms, the best value, the best situation for them, their goals, their wants, and their needs. It's a huge difference from being a, you know, application taker or just a, you know, one lender machine where you only know how to do loans with one lender. And so you just send them all there. There's a huge difference between being that and being an actual loan officer consultant who brings value to every transaction you touch, because you do your job, you do your due diligence, and you did your research previously, made yourself more valuable so that you're actually bringing value to the marketplace when you're out there. So that is what I wanted to discuss here today. Again, I wanted to keep it short, not a crazy step-by-step training today or anything like that. No actionable items to take away today necessarily, but just wanted to go over that concept. Again, I believe it's tomorrow. We have the getting over the fear of calling. So that's definitely one that I'm sure a lot of people out there are going to want to check out if you haven't kind of, you know, got into the mode of calling people or kind of have that fear, right? So definitely tune in tomorrow to check that out. But again, we'll keep it short and sweet today. So I appreciate everybody tuning in. Remember, we do this at 12 p.m. Eastern time every weekday, where we go through the front end of the mortgage business, the sales end. So if you haven't been tuning in, make sure to go back and watch these on our YouTube. We have plenty of them. And then we will be back tomorrow with a new topic. So I appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern time, for the next episode of the Loan Officer Sales Training with the Mortgage Calculator.